وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله تعالى. Actually, I answered this question a few times before, even in a different language. And we said such a statement is a sign of ignorance of the person who's saying it. For this ignorance of statements of Ahl al-Ilm, the ways of Ahl al-Ilm, the methods of the ulama, salaf and khalaf. Absolutely, there is an ijtihad. These are people who they did tabdi' according to ijtihad and they was wrong, and those who they did tabdi' according to ijtihad and they was right. It's exactly like making judgment of takfir, of tafsir, of tabdi'. These all kind of accusations and jarh and statements being made by ijtihad many times from the ulama. And this is the statement of the ulama. We brought already the statement, the clear statement of Sheikh Albani, Sheikh Mbaz, Sheikh Uthimin, lots of ulama, Sheikh Muqbar rahmahullah ta'ala himself and others. Many, many times we said, Ya Ikhwani Fillah, this kind of tabdi' could be made by ulama out of the ijtihad, and they could be right on it and they could be wrong, like how Sheikh Albani rahmahullah ta'ala said. Many times, there's a very clear statement and question answer of Shaykh al-Bani, rahmatullah ta'ala. That's why we say, Ya Akhwani Fillah, there's a clear and pure extremism among lots of our brothers, but they don't realize it. Even when you tell them about it clearly, they say, where is it, where is it? Ya, you are blind. It's very clear there in front of you. Ya'ani, if a alim make tabdi' on someone, uplift for the whole ummah to follow, even if those who they don't recognize it. What if he was wrong? Did he have wahi from Allah Ta'ala direct to him and tell him this one is mubtada', so he cannot make mistake in it? This is what we are talking about. That's why we say to you people, you make an isma on your teachers, on your ulama, without the way that you feel it. Ya'ani, you believe that your alim cannot make a wrong judgment on someone regarding tabdi', but at the same time he believe that he could do mistakes. Which kind of contradiction is this? No, absolutely not. Don't talk to me about tabdi' for a genus and for jama'ah. It's a general, for genus or for individuals. It's the same. If you believe that someone could make tabdi' on individual by mistake, also he can make it by a jama'ah also. Or the opposite. Ikhwan fillah, taqullah, don't bring for us a new manhaj and a new understanding. From where you bring in these kind of statements? From where? Where is the speech of the ulama that the ummah make consensus and ijma' about them in such matter? Where is it? Where is it? What is your evidences? What is your adillah? What do you say about this statement for Shaykh Sinan Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala in his majmu' when he said there is kind of mubtadi'ah that ijma' ahl al-ilm that they are among ahl bid'ah, then he mentioned them one by one. And he said others we have a khilaf about them. How do you understand these kind of statements? Not just one time, many times in Majmu' you can refer to and read and research and you'll find it in front of you. And I brought it to the brothers many times. And he mentioned them. Even he mentioned the khilaf about the Asha'ira. Because there are different categories and different types. Ajib. Ikhwani fillah, this kind of statement is dangerous. And the people who they brought it, they are absolutely not just unqualified. They are absolutely very narrow-minded. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous audio that I post a link, and in it you have the statement and audio of Shaykh al-Bani rahmahullah ta'ala. In Shaykh rahmahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a beautiful statement when he been asked about the same question that he sent to Akhi. Is the ijtihad doesn't go inside, all the tabdi' is qat'in with ijtihadi? So he said, after he clarified, he said, actually such claiming is a big fitna in our time. Then he said, and this fitna, it came because of such of ignorance or unqualified youth who rush to make judgment on others. You understand? Wallahi akhwani fillah, just the history being repeating again and again and again. Statement of the ulama very clear. Such a statement have for lots of ulama. Lots of ulama. But some ignorance still repeating it again and again, like they live in their own word. They don't know what's the word of the ulama. And the most amazing when someone come and he write a book about it. He write about what Allah hadith. And he snap kind of a statement from those ulama, which their speech is very clear about the matter. They say, Akhi, A'udhu Billah, this is follow the way of Ahl Kitab. وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم. هذا ظلم, هذا بغي. What you do is unjust for those علماء and for their statements and for their methodology. Wallahi, if those big ulama, they was following such method, they will, the world will never be benefited from them. The khair will never reach to anywhere. As like how those people live in their own world and isolate themselves with their own extreme and weird methodology. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, please open your mind and open your eyes and see surround of you. May Allah open your hearts to the truth. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ.